Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning again. This is Vidar Johnson, and I just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for what he's done, for his goodness and kindness and mercy. We love him, and we appreciate everything that he has done for us. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, the line dedicated to Jesus Christ, to Jehovah God, and the line dedicated to giving him praise and adoration, and for hearing your prayer requests and asking God to grant your request. Oh, let's go to him in prayer this morning before we begin anything. Heavenly Father, I dare not even proceed without asking you to forgive us for all sin, every transgression of omission and commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. We do honor you and praise you. Thank you for everything.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for wisdom.
Thank
and
you.
For direction and guidance and instruction.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for unity in the church, for more meekness and temperance and kindness to one another.
Thank you.
Forgiveness of sins and for cleansing. Well, thank you, Lord, for more love for one another, for more joy, and for more hope and peace.
Okay.
We pray for churches worldwide. Bless and help the churches. And in prison, and people on drugs. Oh, God, we ask that you would help people worldwide in the name of Jesus. Somebody's out, needs to come in. Somebody's down, needs to be lifted.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so many things are happening around the world. So much news. And we ask that you would just touch and help in Jesus' name. We believe you, Lord. We ask for even greater faith. We pray for lost people and for family members to be saved. Pray for our prayer ambassadors and our ambassadors elect. And we pray for the leaders over our world and for the church leaders. We pray for teachers all over the world.
Yes.
Pray for, Lord, victory in every situation.
Yes.
Pray for that people would strive to live holy. And that's your blessings in the name of Jesus. To bless your people everywhere all over the world, that they may be able to help you in your purpose and your goals here on earth. Pray for our youth, they would be helped and be saved in Jesus' name. We pray for the safety of our children all over the world and for healing of sickness and disease all over the world and for our nation. Pray for pastors everywhere and the protection of God's people. Pray for world peace. So many things, God, we pray for. My God, we pray for cancellation of debt.
Oh, God, help to
bless your people. I pray for bereaved families who are experiencing loss. Thank you.
Thank you.
I pray that you would break the chains.
Yes,
that the chains
Lord.
Would fall off of your people in bondage, in Jesus' name. Pray for poor people. Economy everywhere. And God, you told us if we bless the poor, you would touch us and you would bless us. You'd heal those who raise those who are down. And so we do pray for them in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. And we pray people that listen how to work on their blessings. I pray for that person who's having problems with their phone on this prayer line. I pray for the favor of God on your people and for preferential treatment.
Yeah.
Bless you, people everywhere. Bless every person on this prayer line, every person who is here, blessing. God, don't let them leave the same way they've come. I pray for role models and mentors, strength, and great strength and great health. There's so many things we're asking you, but we ask it all in one name, in the name of and for the glory of God. For the glory of God. Thank you for it. We believe it by faith. And we're not going to wait to hear any reports before we thank you, because it shows that we have faith when we thank you in advance. And God, we thank you, 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 thank you for all of these blessings, all of these things that you've heard coming to pass. You're the only God, the only true and living God. We praise you and bless your holy name. Now bless us on this prayer line in an ultra awesome way, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you, all you.
Good morning.
Good morning. All of you. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask you a question. Has the Lord, has the Lord been good to you?
Yes.
If he has not, then I expect you to keep your, hold your peace. God has not been good to you. But if he has been good to you, I expect every area code to honor him and reverence him and to take this opportunity to praise him, because he does deserve your praise. Give him what you owe him. That is praise. Let's have a praise check. Praise check. And everybody praise the Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Good
thank
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I lift you up, Lord. I lift you up, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Were helped through this message. It's such an unusual approach to the gospel. Amen. I'm going to follow my mother's advice. Amen. Change one word in it. Amen. Because it's very, very important. Amen. I want to read this for you, if I can find this right now. Let me see. yeah. Two scriptures. Let me see. Revelations 12 and 6. Yeah. Revelation 12 and 6. And then I want to read Matthew. If you're following me here, if you got your Bibles, I want to read Matthew, I believe, 11 and 12. I think that's it. Bear with me. That's one I haven't even looked at my notes. No. Let's see. Let's see. I'd be, just bear with me. I found one of them here. Just going to find the other one. Uh-huh. Well, let me just read the one I found here this morning. In Revelations. Let's see. Yeah. Revelations, the 12th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And, starting, I believe, at the seventh verse. Matthew, the scripture I'm looking for, says, "And since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence." Somebody might be able to help me out. It's in Matthew around the 12th chapter, 7th chapter. But here in Revelations, the 12th chapter and beginning the 7th verse, we find the historicity of the devil, part of it here. And it says, "And there was war in heaven." The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. There was war in heaven. Uh-huh. If you think that you're having problems down here, there was a war in heaven, the Bible says. "Michael and his angels fought against the dragon," Mother Johnson, "and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither there was place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out." I want y'all to listen to this part right here. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil," the Bible said it, "called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth." Are we on the earth? "He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And we know from another scripture that his angels were one-third of the heavenly host. Now, they were fighting up in heaven. What was the enemy trying? He was trying to take, gotten jealous of God. He wanted to be the God himself of heaven. And he thought he had such a beautiful voice and looked so beautiful that they should worship him. But it was all about the worship, and it was all about the praise. The enemy was trying to stop praise in heaven, because they were glorifying God in heaven rather than him. And then verse 10, this is the 12th chapter of Revelation. Verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven," it said, it was saying this in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren," in other words, he was up there accusing folks, "of the brethren is cast down." Now, where is he cast down to? which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We're going to find out where he was cast down in just a moment. And by the word of their testimony. That's why it's important for y'all to testify. They overcame the devil or the adversary, Mother Johnson, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them in the heavens. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. I think that's us. We're on the earth. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Mm-hmm. Why? Now, here's the reason why. For the devil, the Bible, I'm just reading the Bible. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. See, he's angry because he knows he has such a short time. And woe be us unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the Bible says, I'm reading this from the Word of God, for the devil is come down unto you. That's what the Word says. I want to talk about, and I believe the Lord is just leading me just keep my message just like it is. I want to talk about what would you do if you were the devil? What would you do if you were the devil? And today I don't want you to misunderstand this message. It is not a negative approach to the gospel. It's actually just one of the most unusual approaches that you will ever hear in your life. It will be an eye-opening experience, and through it, you will understand what the enemy, the adversary, is doing and how to fight the enemy. I said how to fight him better than you ever fought him before. In fact, that's the purpose of this message, to make you think of the ways the adversary is trying to destroy you, and to arm you with spiritual weapons that will help you defeat the adversary as never before. And I want to talk about this. What would you do if you were, let me just say, the adversary? Just to make people think, would you be kind? And would you be evil? Yeah. Well, there are only two voices that can speak to anybody. The voice of good and the voice of evil. We know that the voice of evil is the adversary. Let me just say that the enemy seeks to destroy you. He wants to destroy your family, your home, your body, your soul, and your mind. So in order for you to come out as a winner, to overcome the enemy, you need to fast and pray and listen to the voice of the Lord. Oh, my God. And one of the wisest ways to discover his plans is to put yourself in his place. I got this by one of the things I was thinking about. I was thinking about what they do in the Army and the Marines and the Navy. One of the things they do, they sit around a round table, and they strategize on what the approach is of their enemy. They try to think like he thinks. That's what they try to do. Think like the adversary, their enemy thinks. And when they do that, they try to see how he's going to attack them simply by thinking like he thinks and trying to figure out what he's going to do. And the way they do it is put the just imagine that they are the enemy. That's how they do it. Imagine that they are the enemy, and what would they be doing, or how they would do it, or how they would attack if they were the enemy. So what would you do if you were the enemy, the devil? I believe the first thing saints would do First of all, if I were, the enemy, the adversary, I would thank God. If I were not the enemy, I would ask the Lord, I would thank him, really. I would thank him that I'm not the enemy. I'm not the adversary. I would give him some praise that I'm not the adversary. Because, see, his end will be into the lake of fire. So first thing I do, Lord, thank you, because I'm not the enemy. Amen. If anybody agrees with me on this line and you want to give God praise that you're not the enemy, I'll give you just about 5 seconds. Come on, let's thank him. Lord, thank you, because I'm not.
Thank you, Lord.
But please go with me a little while here as an experiment, because it will help you. It will help you. If you better understand, it will help you better understand why things have happened to you. It's going to answer some questions that you've been having for years, and what the enemy is trying to do to you, and what he did to you, and why he did it to you. Just go with me on this experiment. What would happen? What would you do if you were the enemy? What would you do if you were the devil? I want to know. Let me just get into this message. See, one of the ways you really understand what the enemy is going to do and how he does it, you got to know the historicity of Satan. I read it a while ago partially. Satan was created by God. How do you get up in heaven? God created all the beings up in heaven. And God created both good and both evil. He didn't leave anything uncreated. He created evil for his day of glory and for the day of evil. Yeah. For example, you would take cancer. I wouldn't call cancer good. I'd call it evil. But why do we have cancer in this world? God created it. I said God created cancer. Why did he create it? He created it for his glory. Well, Dr. Johnson, how do you figure he created, how's that going, cancer going to get him glory? Because if you didn't have it, you couldn't be healed. So a person has cancer, and the doctors have done everything they can do, and all of a sudden God just lays his hand on you, boom, and the cancer's gone. Well, the first thing you do when you find out that the cancer is gone, you lift your hands and give God glory.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
But see, if a person didn't have it, there would be no way for God to get glory out of that. You see, so he did it for his glory. And so here we are up in heaven, and God is being glorified. Yeah. And the enemy can't stand it, because he wants to be God. He has that jealous spirit, wants to be God, and that answers one of y'all's questions. When you get to heaven, are you just going to be able, all your thoughts are going to be wiped out? No. You'll be able to think. That's why you're being purified and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost down here. God's trying to get you so you can live up in heaven around him, because it's holy. See? So, if you're up there with the wrong thoughts, you're going to get kicked out just like Satan does. But that's why there's a pruning ground down. Are you understanding? There's a pruning. That's why you go through tests down here. That's why you go through trials and tribulations. Because up yonder, you're not going, if you come up there with that mess, you're going to get kicked out. Well, look at the historicity there in Revelations. What happened to Satan? He was up there trying to start a bunch of mess. I'm just reading the word to you now. This is not my opinion. And there was a war, Revelation 12 and 7. And there was a war up in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, and neither of them was placed found in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out of heaven. He was kicked out of heaven. And you heard me a while ago, all of his angels with him, one-third of the heavenly host, he had convinced them not to praise God, not to worship God. I hope you don't let the devil convince you when I say praise check. I hope you don't let him convince you not to praise God. Amen. Because that's the reason why the enemy got kicked out of heaven. Amen. So I'm just reading the Bible here to you. And so there was a war in heaven. The angels fought him and put him out of heaven. He's down here now. Now let me ask you, all of you smart people on the line, and I mean that truthfully, you are very, very wise people on this line. But let me just ask you this question. If the enemy was up in heaven and his purpose was to conquer heaven and take over heaven, that was his purpose and goals, to take over heaven, to stop the praise up in heaven, to stop those from worshiping God up in heaven and to worship him, and they kicked him out of heaven, and he landed, according to the word here in Revelation 12 and beginning that seventh verse on down, and he landed down here, woe be to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down here, I added the word here, come down unto you, you on the prayer line, you all over the world, having great wrath. He's angry. Why? Because he knoweth, in the 12th verse of Matthew, the 12th chapter, for he knows that he hath but a short time, his time ain't long. So all of you smart people on the phone here, just imagine if the enemy, the devil, was in heaven, according to the word of God, calling him the devil, if he was in heaven and he got kicked out of heaven and came down to earth and his goal and his purpose in heaven was to take over heaven and become God up in heaven, what do you think his purpose and goal is down here? It is to take over this earth. He wants to be the God of this earth. And by the way, let's tell the truth. He almost had the earth completely. And he's almost, he's working his way through it now, but he almost had it. But what happened? God looked down on the earth and said, I need somebody to go down for man's bond. They had been killing animals, trying to get God to forgive them through the blood of animals. And Jesus said, I'll go. And the only reason why the devil didn't take over this whole earth is that Jesus came down and went to Calvary for every one of us and suffered and bled and died on Calvary.
My God.
And that's why I'm trying to get y'all to praise him like you're going crazy every morning. And that's why every night we're giving God a billion praises on the praise line, on the blog line. We got over 90 million listeners, and at least a million of them are thanking God a million times a thousand is a billion praises. But you see, what I'm trying to show you here is that the enemy's goal and his goals and his purpose, basically his purpose is to take over the earth, become the God down here of the earth. Now when you understand that, then you understand many things that are happening here on the earth. That's his goal, to take over the earth now. That's why you look at Hollywood and see what